Texans Training Camp. Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studio, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive as we are keeping our eye on the trade deadline. The deadline ends at 5 o'clock Central Standard Time, and thus far the Astros have only made the one move, acquiring infielder Ramon Urias. That is the single move they have made thus far. Connections with guys like Stephen Kwan, the outfielder for the Guardians. Connections with pitchers Dylan Cease, Sandy Alcantara, former Cy Young Award winner from the Marlins. He has been in connection. Carlos Correa, reports word that deal was all but dead. But now recently, as was said on the other side by Tyler, according to reports that there is still conversation.
So you're also telling me there's a chance.
Maybe also with some Cardinals players. Nolan Arenado, we talked about yesterday, but also Brandon Donovan, who was an all-star this year, Lars Nootbaar, as well, among others, who could be bats that the Astros could add that they have been connected to. We will immediately let you
know. Oh!
News from Sports Radio 610 is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
What do we have? What is the breaking news, Tyler?
Holy hell, Houston. Welcome freaking back. He used to play short. You know him on this show as Los Correa. Carlos Correa, seconds ago from Brian McTaggart. MLB Insider, sources say the Astros have agreed to a deal to reacquire Carlos Correa in a trade with the Minnesota Twins. Let's have it go!
There you go. Let it out, Tyler. There you go.
Oh, so much blood flow right now.
Yeah, according to Brian McTaggart, the Astros have agreed to reacquire Carlos Correa, as Tyler just said. We will get more information and more reports on that as soon as that comes out. Brian McTaggart, who covers the Astros as well as anyone, that is coming out there as Carlos Correa there with the Astros, the Twins. I'd love to see what this deal is. Reports earlier they were asking for the Twins to pay $50 million of the $102+ million left on the contract. And an outfielder, and it seemed like at that time, fellas, that the Twins were out on that. But now, whatever has done, more negotiations have been done, and this is a move in which Dana Brown and Jim Crane pull off a bat that they would need, a player that everyone's familiar with, and I'm certain many of the players in that clubhouse, including the top guys, like Jose Altuve, have got to be through the roof with the return of their former teammate Carlos Correa.
Yeah, to hell with that clubhouse. Me and Tyler's in this thing can't just chomping at the bit, man. This is absolutely beautiful. I mean, on every single front. One, I mean, in my short radio career here, talking to the city of Houston about these Astros, Texans, Rockets, I don't know that there's been anybody more fun for me to cover. I don't know if there's been a player that I've been a bigger fan of. Maybe J.J. Watt. Maybe Deshaun before all the mess. But Carlos Correa is right up there with the best of them, man. The Los Correa being an Astro again is absolutely huge. Not only is he obviously a bat.
Bro, I am so freaking hyped in this room right now.
Tyler,
this is amazing.
Let's let it out, Tyler.
I mean, 267, 7 homers, 31 RBIs, 704 OPS. You obviously get him at a significant discount versus what you would have had to pay to keep him in Astro. So you bring him back in the building. You definitely plug him back into the middle of this lineup. And the sexiest part about Carlos Correa is the big moments. Late season, big moments, playoffs, the clutch. There's no moment too big, and then the intangible of what he does to the clubhouse. I mean, you're talking about Altuve. We know is a little more soft spoken. Jordan Alvarez has been non-existent this year with the injury. Lance McCullers probably doesn't carry the same voice that he once did, and there's a spot here for Carlos Correa to step right back in and be one of the top leaders on this team as well. I absolutely love this move for the Astros on every single front.
If you don't know the facts, then you got to shut the
And it all started right there, T. It all started right there.
And you know he will be rejuvenated. As you read those numbers, those numbers aren't great. And when you look at those numbers, you don't look at that and say, yeah, that's the bat they needed. But we know Carlos Correa is more than that and better than those numbers. And there's been some injury things to go with those numbers as well. And you would imagine he will be, as I said, rejuvenated back at Daikin Park. Back with this teammate, back with a team that's in first place and a team that's making a run and a place that he is incredibly familiar with. And, yeah, he can step right in and be him because I think everybody will understand that and understand that role. And, Clint, as they head on the road trip, their whole new that side of the infield should be Peña and Correa over there at short and third. And another addition in the middle of that order, which is going to be a huge, huge upgrade from where they are. If you are just joining us, the breaking news, the Houston Astros have reacquired infielder Carlos Correa, and we would presume he is going to play third base. That was what the talk. It was the place in which he said that's the only place he would waive his no-trade clause, and he has done so. A huge move. For Dana Brown, as he said, they were going to get stuff going. We'll see what this means for the other move they made, Clint, with what they did yesterday in getting Ramon Urias. But who cares? Right now, we'll figure that out. It is Carlos Correa right back there, probably batting somewhere, you know, fifth or sixth in the lineup when everybody gets back. Hell, he may be higher right now with everybody they got out there. And now it just looks a lot different with this lineup with him in it.
Yeah, it looks totally different on both fronts, Ron. Even completely healthy, he's your four or five hole hitter. I don't know how else you piece this thing together. I know Jake Myers is having a hell of a year, but he's injured, but and he's not gonna bat ahead of Carlos Correa. Obviously, Paredes is not an option, so he's gone. Yep. I mean, the only three guys that are hitting this lineup ahead of him right now are the expected, right? Jeremy Pena at the top, Jose Altuve in the two-hole, and then Yordan Alvarez when he's healthy in the three-hole. So he's firmly in that four-hole, five-hole area, no question about it. And then defensively, this is what I was talking about earlier, man. You get Carlos Correa at third base, gold glove. You get Jeremy Pena at shortstop, gold glove. You get Ramon Urias at second base, gold glove in 2022. And you got Christian Walker at first base, gold glove. I mean, you talk about the defense getting turned up a notch here, Ron, with a little different approach. The ability to win games with pitching and defense, if and when you don't have, you're not just locked and fully loaded with all the bats at any given time. You can win in different ways. So I think Carlos Correa, man, this is a big time get for the Astros, not to mention, as you said earlier, you know, as the details start to emerge, I mean, there's a real chance that they just stole his ass back from
really
Minnesota.
Really intrigued to see what they gave up to get him. Really intrigued to see what they gave up. But again, obviously, the bigger deal is him getting there and him being back, and we'll see what that is. I'm not sure who that is, what that is, how much money they're going to have to spend on his contract, how much money they were able to get the Minnesota Twins to throw in there, but it is big right now. Let's think, if they have everybody healthy, right, that is, you know, Jake added back, that is obviously the big fella added back, Yordan Alvarez. And you're looking at what a lineup of Peña, Altuve, you know, maybe Yordan right there, and then Correa and Walker in that range with you know, Jake and Diaz coming behind that. That does feel a lot more potent. That does feel a lot more you know, of a deeper lineup, and we'll see what else they do. But that is a lineup that you feel a lot better about, especially with what they've been rolling out there here of late.
Well, it's a hell of a couple of days here for the Astros. You take 2 of 3 in a series after getting embarrassed by the A's. Jose Altuve is rounding out the month of July, and I think I read earlier where it's his best month of baseball since 2019. So he's turning the corner. Right there at the end of July, here the last few days, Yainer Diaz turned the corner right there. And so, you know, we've said it a million times. If you can get a couple of these guys that are healthy to get hot and kind of get up to speed, and then you get some guys back sooner rather than later, boy, that this tide could turn for an Astros team that's already got a 5-game lead in the division. So, yeah, man, this gets me good and juiced. There's not too many guys. I'll be honest with you. There ain't too many guys that they could have brought in here that would have got me good and juiced up. This is one of them.
Yeah, I mean, there's an emotional connection.
The big fella from Arizona may have moved me a little bit. He may have made me tingle a bit. But that's really the guys that I've seen jumping around there. Really, that's the, you know, Los is yeah. That's a great get, man.
Text line 713-572-4610. YouTube and Twitch. How are you feeling? How are you feeling right now? Carlos Correa, the deal is done. He is back. As soon as we find out what it is, he is coming back. What's going in return of him coming in, what they gave up, we will let you know. But right now, Carlos Correa is a Houston Astro. Where are people at right now? The present status of my baseball boner will not allow me to stand, someone text in.
Raging.
Well said, sir. Well said.
Urias can feel the second base void. Yes.
That news seems like nothing now.
Yeah, and we'll see what that means for Bryce. Who knows? Was he included in this deal? Not sure, but we'll see what this means for him who they brought up. Melissa, let's effing go. I'm on your level, Tyler.
Let's go. I'm freaking out, man. I've been this hyped in this booth in a minute.
Had a green day last night, too, bro.
Hell yeah, we did. Let's go.
Someone text in. I guarantee you Correa will keep both Framber and his fielders on the same page. LOL, as someone text in. Someone said, I'm pulling out my Carlos Correa jersey right now and going to the ballpark when they come back. No, it's a happy one, man. This to me, and I'm certain there are going to be some people who have, you know, or have some concerns long-term wise, what this means, how much money they had to pay. But I do, Clint, with Paredes out, who was a huge part of their offense, I don't think this is a move they have to go and make if Isak Paredes is there. But they had to do something, man. They had to do something to add offensively to this team. And I still think they need to do something from a pitching perspective, time to do that. They had to do that. All right, what details do you have, Tyler?
I know you're waiting for him. I didn't mean to interrupt you there, Ron.
Go ahead.
John Heyman, other MLB insider now, just seconds ago, tweeting out, Carlos Correa is, in fact, God, I can't read this crap. I'm so freaking excited right now.
You got to get a hold of yourself, man.
Wow, that's amazing.
You're going to chip a tooth in there, you gritting so hard, son.
Lord, you ain't lying. Now I'm going to do something else if I don't get this boner to go away. John Heyman says Correa.
Mythical.
Is coming to H-Town to rejoin the Houston Astros. He's going to be playing third base as we predicted in Houston. He would have not met for the Mets had a $315 million deal gone through. So that deal didn't go through. We don't have details yet, but a $315 million deal with the Mets was, I guess, pending out there, didn't go through. So that's what brought him to Houston and had talks resumed between the Astros and the Twins.
All right, so that those are more details.
Sorry, I saw a number. I thought it was details. I'm just too excited.
I know it. It's all right. It's all right. You're good. As soon as we get an understanding of what the Astros had to give up, because I don't know how much that will change others' thoughts, but I do think it is a fair thing to see what they gave up. Again, if you are just jumping in, Carlos Correa is now a Houston Astro again. As Dana Brown, and obviously this one is signed off by the owner, Jim Crane. They bring Carlos Correa back, and to me, you get a playoff player, and that's, honest to God, that's when Carlos has been at his best, is in the games that really matter and in the playoffs, and you add that to the lineup, and this team now with that one move, now I still believe they need to make another move for their rotation. But with that one move, when you think about postseason, where this team with a 5-game lead in the West seems to be headed, it makes this team feel a lot different with this move.
Boys, that lineup's going to look going to look significantly different than the last time we saw it tomorrow.
Yeah,
they got it. They got a private jet going from Minnesota to Boston, and they got a private jet going from Sugar Land down there with Pena to Boston, baby.
Yeah, they do. All right, coming up, we will continue with the breaking news of Carlos Correa. Someone posed a question. Why is he playing third base if he's the best shortstop? We can look at that, look at other things. Let us know how you're feeling. Carlos Correa is back. You loving it? You have any other feelings? Text in 713-572-4610. Also, you can do the same on YouTube and Twitch. Carlos Correa is an Astro again. We'll continue talking about the breaking news as we continue live right here on The Drive.
If you don't know the facts, then you gotta chill.
It's Texans Training Camp. Live from the Mokerum Injury Lawyer Studio. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, a day like this, a lot is happening, a lot moving and shaking. We will give you more info on the big news of Carlos Correa, but that is not it. Dana Brown is continuing to work, fellas. As the Astros were in search for a left-handed bat, and they get one with Jesus Sanchez from the Marlins, the Astros, according to Brian McTaggart, Mark Feinstein, also as well reporting that the Astros are acquiring outfielder Jesus Sanchez from the Marlins for right-handed pitcher Ryan Gusto. Ryan Gusto is going in this trade, so that's a guy who is in the rotation. Fellas, Ryan Gusto gone. Jesus Sanchez is a new outfielder. Jesus Sanchez, 6'4", 222, Clint, 27 years old. And this year for the Marlins, he is slash line, .256 batting average, .320 on base, .420 slug. He's got 10 home runs, 12 doubles, 4 triples, 36 RBIs, and he scored 40 runs for the Marlins. Last year was his best year, 18 home runs, hit .252, .313, .417, 64 RBIs last year, and he steals bases too. Has 9 stolen bases, had 16 last year. So he is also being added to the Astros. Ryan Gusto's gone, and you would imagine, Clint and Tyler, that means you would think either one, they feel great about the progress of Christian Javier and Luis Garcia and J.P. France and Spencer Arrighetti, or they are definitely in the next hour and a half going to acquire a pitcher.
Yeah, we got an hour and a half left.
Yeah,
we got an hour and a half left. But this is what I at least hoped would happen with the Astros is make the necessary moves to give yourself a shot. You're not only thus far in the season sitting significantly prettier than I think anyone would have thought at this point with a 5-game lead in the division. The way in which you've done it speaks volumes for your team, the youth on this team, the ability to win games and string wins together, and the health, if you will, of the American League right now, just not being, you know, nobody ever really separating themselves. The Astros are in the bunch with 5 or 6 teams at the top of the AL. There's a real opportunity here, man. And so with all that said, the Astros getting aggressive right here, even with just these moves. If they don't go get a starter, a number 3 level starter, these moves are enough to assume that they have been really, really aggressive and landed a couple of guys. Now, hopefully, like I said, you got a little over an hour and a half here.
Yeah.
And hopefully they can land that arm and make a real push.
Well, I mean, with losing Ryan Gusto in this, I don't mind him going in this deal if you had to get this player. But they just lost a starter. So they've got to figure that out. And the best way that makes sense is, as you said, we got an hour and a half. and the Dylan Cease conversations maybe continue, and maybe they continue talks with the deal for the starter with the Marlins, as they just made this deal for Sanchez. So they add two moves in the last, 15, 20 minutes. Carlos Correa, the big one, and I want to get to him, Clint, because he has spoken to Brian McTaggart, who broke it. He said, this is from Correa, I was definitely looking forward to it, Correa said. I have a great relationship with the guys in the clubhouse here in Houston, and that's never going to change because I play for another team. I talk to them pretty much every day. We text a lot. We talk about hitting. We talk about the game. We talk about our families all the time. The relationship we built goes way past the baseball field. I was looking forward to seeing all of them. Well, he gets to see them every day with the Astros as that trade is made official. I got a question for you two. And you all on the text line, you can jump in on this as well, YouTube and Twitch, including that a-hole who keeps I've blocked 108 times. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in on this as well. Tyler, and I want to get from you too, Clint, but I want to start with you, Tyler, the psycho mega fan. What is it about for you? You can understand, but what is it about Correa? Because obviously he has not had the season of which we remember of Correa. The seasons, this is not the season that he had when you're like, boy, they got to sign him and bring him back. Because I don't think you would be this excited about Suarez if he were the guy that they brought in and he's got 36, 37 home runs and was the top guy when it came to guys on the trade market. What is it about Correa that has you so pumped, even if it's this version of Correa that hasn't been, you know, the guy we remember here in Houston?
I was thinking about that in that last break we just took, and there's a plethora of reasons I'm just hyped out of my mind about Correa coming home right now to the Houston Astros. First of all, just in terms of 2025, this season right now, what the 2025 Houston Astros squad has been, which we all know has ended in a lot of games, frustratingly becoming a loss like 2-1, 1-0. The bats are dead. The bats are quiet this year. Carlos Correa, we've seen him for years what this guy can do with a bat. I'm not saying he's necessarily vintage Correa right now like we've seen, but we know what he can do with a damn bat in his hands. So that's the very first thing I thought of. And other than that, man, it's just the whole package with him. It's the defense that is literally, if not number one, top three for a shortstop, now third baseman, on the diamond defensively in Major League Baseball. It's the leadership. It's all those traits he brings to the clubhouse. It's him grabbing Fromber whenever he's going crazy in his own head, telling him to calm his sweaty ass down. It's all of it, man. There is nothing. I mean, I don't even care about the money right now because this is just such a big deal and a big move for Dana Brown and the Astros.
And I want to hear it from you, Tyler, or Clint, too, because you said maybe Suarez, even though he clearly has been more impactful at the plate, but you said maybe him, but you said there is no other player that would have got me feeling like
that. No, it's personal. It's definitely, yeah, the personal side of it. Look, I could have got excited about Suarez and a couple of the guys that are in that 30 bomb range. Yeah, that would have got me good and baseball turned on. This right here is personal for me, man. I'm a huge Carlos Correa fan. I don't worry about the current numbers. To be honest with you, they're not that far off of his career numbers, if we're being honest. Last year, by the way, he was a 900-plus OPS, hit 310. This year, he's sitting at about 270 and a 700-plus OPS. I mean, so the slugging's a little bit down. But I'm not overly concerned about Carlos Correa. I'm concerned at all about Carlos Correa's numbers. I think there's two things here, Ron, for me, and other than me just being a big-ass fan, obviously, that the alpha and the clutch, right? I mean, the fact that this is a clutch alpha that you're plugging back into a clubhouse, and you know it. You know every, yeah, detail about this dude. This isn't, I hope he fits in. This is a guy that you know everything about, and you get better on defense. You get better at the plate. There's nothing to not like about this particular move. I don't think this is it, which has come to fruition. We've seen the responses of Carlos Correa agreed. Hey, man, I'm cool playing third base. Leave Pena where he's at. If the Astros had any thought, any inkling of bringing him in here and disrupting Pena, I think it would be a dumbass move, right? I mean, this is clearly, they've cleared it with Correa. He don't mind playing third base. We are going to be better defensively at third base. We're going to be better across the diamond in the infield, to be honest with you. And we're going to be better at the plate, man. This is a big-time move, no doubt about it. For now, for a struggling lineup that's injured, as well as when the stage gets the biggest and the lights get the brightest, this dude right here ain't going to flinch.
Real quick, Tyler, you brought up the money, and I'll get to some of the things that people have said here on the text line. The money, he is owed $11.4 million. This is maybe we'll get an understanding of what happened in this deal, because I don't know about you, Tyler. I still have not seen anything in terms of
Cheryl and I haven't seen nothing either.
The details start. We're seeing it for Jesus Sanchez, but not for Correa. He's owed $11.5 the rest of this year, $31.5 next year, $30.5 in 27, $30 in 28, and then 29 through 32 are all vesting option years. Their options for the club. So really this contract is through 28. So it is, I mean, that's a good amount. We'll see what the Twins pay on this, but it's 30 plus over the next 3 years that they have control over him.
You got a 3.5 year deal worth right at $100 million. And then, you know, that's really sounds like a great deal that Crane would love to sign.
Yeah. If he's
one of them Crane deals.
Yeah. One of those Crane deals where he is right now. So, that is the money situation with Carlos Correa. As I said, a lot of people saying it. A leader, the leader is back. The voice in the clubhouse is back. People are agreeing with you. The alpha, the clutch. He's a clutch bat. Someone said, I don't know. His numbers aren't that impressive right now. I think I'm not going to poo-poo that. I do think you see it a lot. There are. I think there's going to be a flip of the switch, and there's going to be some rejuvenation for him at the line at the plate, and now being traded to the Astros. So I'm not going to throw that completely out, but I don't think he's washed. I'll just say that from that perspective. All right, coming up as we continue, Tyler's turd list of the week that won't shift. We will update you completely as it's been a fast moving on.
We are shifting that one today. No turds today.
We're no turds? All right. No turds today. But we will get you updated on the trade deadline as updates are coming fast and moving fast as the Astros now have made a few more moves. We'll get you updated on that as we continue right here live on the drive.
It's Texans Training Camp, live from the Mokerum Injury Lawyers Studio. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, let's keep you updated
and
get you caught up abreast, get you caught up on the trade deadline news. It ends at 5 o'clock, and today will always be remembered for the shots fired in the 3 o'clock hour. I had an excellent topic laid out for it. And then Carlos Correa came in and he takes center stage over that. But not just Correa, all the moves the Astros have made thus far. We know last night they added an infielder in Ramon Urias from the Orioles. He is going to be in the mix, maybe playing second base. I know that's what you said now with Correa coming up. We know Correa, who that move was made around 3 o'clock. They've made the trade there. Still no details on what the Astros had to give up in that trade and how much, as Clint was saying yesterday and we talked about earlier, how much the Twins are going to take on for that contract. But he is coming here. He will play third base. And oddly enough, fellas, he is probably going to start his first game playing third base in Boston with Alex Bregman playing third base for the Red Sox too. So that should be a fun thing. A lot of that core is going to be in the building there. Maybe George Springer flies in. Maybe they can just have the complete gang back. together. Boy, that would have been a good joke if I didn't just F that up right from the jump. But
it was still good.
But they also make a move to get a left-handed bat, an outfielder in Jesus Sanchez, the 27-year-old, 6'4", 222-pound outfielder from the Miami Marlins. Solid player. He's got 10 home runs this year right now, 40 runs scored, 36 RBIs, hitting .254, on base .320, and he'll be added to this group, but a good, solid left-handed bat, good speed as well. He's got 9 stolen bases, had 16 last year, added to this group, and it is being reported that they are still in talks, in conversations with pitchers. Dylan Cease from the Padres. The Padres, they added pitchers from the A's, so a lot of people think Dylan Cease has become even more expendable, as well as other pitching thoughts as well. So that is the latest update where the Astros are. It ends at 5 o'clock. The trade deadline ends at 5 o'clock. By the way, in that Jesus Sanchez deal, the Astros do give up Ryan Gusto, who pitched really, really well the other day in his final start with the Astros, but he goes on in that deal. So they do lose a starter, which makes it feel even more that they may go out and try to get one, unless, as we said earlier, all of those injured starters that are in Sugar Land are in a better spot than maybe we wonder in returning. So that is the absolute latest trade deadline. Right here as we get here, Clint, where are you at? How you feeling right now about what the Astros have done?
Love it. Absolutely love it. There's nothing to not like about it. I'm going to tell you, man, Carlos Correa coming back is obviously the headliner. I love the intangible leader, the alpha you're bringing back in the building. I love the clutch gene that he has always shown here in Houston in his previous years. I don't have any problem with the numbers being slightly down, if you will. Zero worries right there. Love the fit at third base. You mentioned Ramon Urias. I mean, he's a guy that has played all four infield positions in his career at the big league level. Most of it's been at third base. Some of it's been at second base. I think he slides over to second base just fine if indeed that is the route they want to take, and you end up having an all gold glove infield if defense is what you're looking for there. I like the Urias move itself. You gave up a pitcher with an extremely unique name that I don't think any of us even knew who the hell he was. Twine is his name. Y'all ever heard somebody called Twine? Twine Palmer. I'm sure he's fine. I'm sure he's great. No disrespect. That came across kind of disrespectful. No disrespect, but that's what you have to give up to bring that guy in here. You got, I think, two more years of control. Of him, and at the very least, it's a current play with your injured roster. I think it's a depth play longer term, so I don't mind that. I haven't had much of a chance with the Jesus Sanchez kid to really dig into it, but the numbers you pushed out there, the fact that he's a solid left fielder. I'm here for the moves, man. That left-handed bat you mentioned that they've been talking about, I don't know how important a quote unquote left-handed bat really is. But they talk about it a lot, so they got it.
But even with that, he is an upgrade over, even healthy, the Chaz McCormick's, the probably even Zach DiCenzo, these nuts, even Trammell, those guys, he's probably an upgrade over that.
Well, hell, he better be. But I mean, I don't know why you go get him if he's not. But the question, if you will, if somebody wants to have a conversation about it, is, you know, the plan was Altuve and Yordan in left field. And I know you don't have Yordan right now, but you've got guys that have played left field during championship season. So, I mean, it's not like you were desperate to have that outfielder, unless the whole Altuve thing was a joke, you know, from the jump. I don't know.
Well, he's going to be in the lineup somewhere.
Yeah, right. So, the interesting thing is not everybody, like, we're going to talk a lot about Urias and Correa and both of them playing third, or does one of them play second? Well, the problem is as the dominoes fall, right? If Urias has to play second, then that eliminates Altuve from playing second, right? So Altuve's in left field. Well, now all of a sudden you got Jesus Sanchez who's going to play left field. Like, how do you make all of this make sense?
Unless they make Urias more a Dubon level type player.
He's your utility infielder, and Dubon is utility outfielder.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, the thing is, I'm okay with having a little bit too much, especially knowing that it's not like you went out there. It's not like they've gone out there and stacked Alex Bregman and what's my man's name that disgruntled fella that got bumped from Boston.
Oh yeah, Rafael Devers.
It's not like you got a Bregman Devers situation here. I mean, you've got some really, really, really good depth and some really, really good defense, and you may have to make some hard decisions about how you want to keep a certain bat in the lineup as we move forward. Good problems to have. I love it.
Yeah. Other news here just coming in, one to keep an eye on from John Heyman, who has been knee deep in this, breaking a lot of news here. John Heyman said, Cease to Houston is progressing. Astros might get a reliever too if deal can be completed. So Dylan Cease to Houston is progressing, according to John Heyman, with that news. That was 9 minutes ago. So that is recent news there. Someone texted in, Tuvi is the DH. Well, not if Yordan comes back. If Yordan comes back, he's the DH. And then you got to find a spot for Altuve right there. So I just think a lot of guys are going to be interchangeable. They've got some interchangeable pieces.
Well, the other part of that too, Ron, is I mean, the calf issue with Jake Meyers could be more significant than we think.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean? So now you've got a legit outfielder. I mean, I don't know. Can Sanchez play center field? What does that look like? I think there's some options there. There's definitely needs. I mean, who feels what needs, and how Joe Espada and Dana Brown, kind of how they decide to deploy these guys is going to be fun to watch as well.
Yeah, but they are putting themselves in a situation where they're more able to adapt better through injury, more versatile. They could do a lot more things. They can platoon if they want to do stuff. But that outfield situation is interesting, because if Jake Meyers is healthy, then you know Jake and Cam Smith are playing. And then you know Altuve's going to be in the lineup somewhere.
Yeah.
It's just where. So
well, at that point, I think you do what I would do, which is sacrifice a little defense for the bat, baby. Easy. Easy decision.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. But Jeremy Pena, who hit a home run in Sugar Land, looks like he's headed back. Correa should be at third base when they start the series in Boston against the Red Sox. Also, you would think Pena's in the lineup too and should be back. Things are starting to get better. And that three-game lead after the last 2 days went to a five-game lead because Seattle has dropped two. And I honestly, we could talk about this a little bit later. I know we're running out. Seattle and the things they've done made Dana Brown and them have to get on the horse even more, because they have definitely done things to add to their team, and it's still being reported over the next hour or so. They are still trying to do more, and we will have that for you whenever that comes out. Clint, what you got coming up at the four?
Well, I'm going to give it back to the people right here, man. 713-572-4610. Tyler, let's open up them lines and take some phone calls on this Carlos Correa news. There's got to be some juice out there in Houston. 713-572-4610. I know one fellow that's going to bring some juice for sure. Y'all light it up and let's hear from Astros fans out there. Carlos Correa is a Houston Astro, along with a couple of other fellas, Urias and Sanchez. But that Correa thing's got to have it, turned up. And let's check in on Texans training camp as well, Ron. With day nine, it's an off day. Seven practices in the books, in the can here. Let's take a look back for the Texans fans out there of what all has gone on, and just give a quick overview. We'll do that next right here on Sports Radio 610.